Welcome to Make Your Impact, the podcast for ambitious women who want to lead and make their impact on the world. I'm Emma Elder, a confidence coach who is here to inspire, support, and encourage you to say no to a life that makes you feel unfulfilled. We have one opportunity to make our time on earth matter. Life is too short to be stuck in a place of fear, lack, and doubt over our greatness. There is no other person on the planet like you who says it like you or does it like you. And once you learn to leap with your fear and believe you are good enough, anything is possible. All that success, abundance, and the impact that you dream of creating is already yours. So if you are ready to make your impact, let's go. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Make Your Impact. This was actually a live on Instagram that I did on the beginning of the week that I recorded at the same time to release as the podcast. And then I realized that my recording was actually complete silence. So I am redoing this, but if you want to go and hear the original audio of this, then go and check it out on my Instagram. This one might be slightly tweaked. It'll probably be better, to be honest. I'm just going to say that. So this episode is going to be talking through about, I guess, my own personal experiences of feeling like, or not feeling like, I've ever been qualified or experienced enough despite having a lot of success in my career and now business. So the inspiration for this was from somebody else's podcast, and basically it was talking about like your self-worth being attached to your work. And I was reflecting on my own previous career as an occupational therapist when I was working in the NHS and the military. And I realized, I connected, this big reason that I always felt like I wasn't good enough was because that I often felt underqualified and not experienced enough in my work because I was surrounded by elite medical professionals, especially when I was working in the specialist military rehab centre, the only one really in the UK. And so because I felt like I was underqualified and not experienced enough in my work, it brought around a lot of really challenging feelings for me around like feeling sort of shameful that I wasn't as good as everybody else and feeling guilty that maybe I wasn't doing enough or being enough in comparison to everyone else. And I just basically was just living with daily constant doubt. And it really, really impacted me to the point where I would literally lie awake at night questioning everything that I'd done in my day and be like losing sleep over worry that I would lose my registration or end up in court for having done something wrong. And it would just, it really impacted my life, like this overarching fear of feeling like I'm going to like lose my registration and something is going to go really, really, really wrong. However, now in my business, I definitely don't have that fear anymore. Like I've literally removed myself from a very, very regulated industry to the coaching industry, which is completely unregulated. And obviously, as you know, I've been on a real personal development journey and really rewritten my inner narrative about feeling good enough. And so I'd say I've arrived now at a place where I have this real sense of freedom that I can just be myself as I am now, whilst knowing that I am becoming a improved version of myself and just allowing myself freedom and flexibility to kind of do things my own way and just claim my space, claim my success with where I am right now. And I see this as a big problem for my clients and my audience and my potential clients, where they are tying a lot of their worth to their work and often, you know, questioning themselves and not feeling good enough. So perhaps you might relate to this. So maybe if you're in a career, you relate to the experience of having a certificate in something, like you've done some extra training, but you hesitate or hold off or procrastinate from actually putting it into practice in your work because even though you've got the certificate, you haven't got the experience yet. So you don't really feel overly confident to actually put it into practice. Or maybe you've got your eyes set on like a promotion, like this milestone that you have in your mind, but you're again procrastinating and holding yourself back and keeping yourself small because you don't want to apply yet because you haven't been in the industry like long enough, in inverted commas. And so like the expectations are that you should have more experience before you get to this next step that you see in your kind of future. Or maybe you have actually already arrived in that role. You've already made it to kind of like the ceiling in your career, or that like pedestal place that you've always wanted to go, your dream role, whatever that looks like for you. But you are feeling like you got there because somebody just kind of took a chance on you. Like somebody saw something in you when you were a little bit earlier in your career than other people and thought, yeah, we're going to give this person a chance and see what happens. And so because of that, you kind of like credit your success to that person. And deep down, you actually don't really ever feel like you've been qualified enough or experienced enough or ready enough to be doing what you're doing. And so then you're really just constantly questioning if you're the woman for the job. And then maybe for like the listeners who are more business into the, in sort of have their own businesses, maybe you have like a real passion or an incredible idea to add something different to what you already do. Maybe it's something that's not been done before. Or it's something that you haven't yet got the certification or registration or experience to do. And so you just put off doing it because you don't feel like you're an authority enough to go and do this thing, even though you can see there's a real gap, even though you could see there would be interest, you feel excited, you feel passionate, you just hold yourself back because you don't meet kind of the expectations of what you should have, in inverted commas, to be able to do that. Or maybe, again, you've gone out, you've got the certification, but you're, again, keeping yourself small and really holding yourself back from what you could achieve because you're looking at all of the people around you who are years ahead of you with so much more experience in marketing and their skills in their business. So it makes you feel like you're never going to get there. You're never going to stand out in comparison to them. So this is what I'm talking about in terms of the kind of person who is having trouble with feeling like they're not experienced enough or not qualified enough to do the things that they really want to do. So I want to really start shifting some mindsets for you that can help you to move past this and start really taking up space and really claiming what is capable and what is possible rather for you. So let's talk about them. So first and foremost, the first thing I want to say is that you can be qualified in anything and still be really rubbish at what you do. Now, if you're listening to this right now, that won't be you, because you are somebody who holds really high standards for yourself. You actually already are a success. You are somebody who goes the extra mile. And so you won't be somebody who is like overqualified and under delivering. You will be over delivering probably. And actually you live in the side of doubting and second guessing yourself. And sometimes that means that you can like push yourself to be better as well. So the reason though that I am saying that you can be qualified and really rubbish at what you're doing is because I'm trying to explain that qualifications and experience don't necessarily mean that you are going to be better. And so I think you really have to work on detaching whether you're good enough, whether you're ready yet, to whether you have qualifications and experience, because it's essentially something that's on paper, and actually your life wisdom and the things that are unique about your experience in your personal story, etc., your way of approaching the work with what you do, the personality that you infuse into what you do, that could be the thing that creates and makes so much more of an impact with the work that you're doing than anyone else that is doing it next to you with, you know, the professional registration or the certificate. And so you really just need to remind yourself of those qualities that I was speaking about earlier, in terms of the fact that you've got really high standards, you go above and beyond, like you are really conscientious and hardworking, and the fact that doing your best is really, really important to you. And so because of these qualities, you are always going to excel, like without doubt. That is just a part of who you are because you have those qualities. That's something that's within you that can't be taught to you. And the skills, the knowledge and experience isn't necessarily what makes someone great at what they do. It's the part of you, like I said, that can't be taught. And that is something that oozes from you almost with ease. So let's stop placing qualifications and experience on a pedestal and actually start recognizing what you do have to bring to the table. So next mindset, I'm getting very passionate about this. Next mindset is, allow yourself to be a beginner again, because everybody starts somewhere. So those people that you are comparing yourself to that have years more experience or like list as long as your arm of qualifications, they also started at the beginning with none of that at some point too. And so actually when you're seeing those people in like your peripheral vision or like wherever it is you're looking, probably social media or like, I guess, around the workplace, actually, this is evidence that it's also possible for you. It doesn't mean that you're not going to be, it doesn't mean that you're underqualified and you haven't as much experience, therefore you're never going to be as good as them. It's actually evidence that like that person started where you were once. So why not you? Why not? So I would say like, allow yourself here to really stand in that vulnerability of doing something for the first time, whether that be in your business or your career, you know, taking a role that feels like a really huge leap up for yourself and allowing yourself to actually just learn on the job. I mean, that's pretty much what I did with this podcast. Like I started the first podcast having no experience with podcasting, and I'm sure there is plenty of things that I could do to continue to improve it and evolve it. In fact, I am. That's something for another episode, so we'll get into that. However, I just started. I started before I was ready. I started without like a massive plan, and I just kind of like learned how to improve, I guess, how I'm delivering these podcast episodes. And in July, I will have already done a whole year worth of podcasting, which is absolutely wild. So it's really important that you set expectations for yourself that are really fair and reasonable for where you are right now with your experience and qualifications as well. And make these your expectations, not the expectations of what everybody else around you or society thinks you should or says that you should meet. And this, I think, is actually a really important part because it's the difference between creating a source of internal validation versus external validation. So the external validation is going to be looking or seeking the reassurance that you are good enough based upon like other people's expectations, their approval, their commendation. Yeah, I think that's the word. And that you're like, you're doing a really good job. Whereas internal validation feels so different and honestly so liberating. And it's the biggest breakthrough, I think, that I help my clients with when I'm working with them one-to-one, is getting that internal validation. And that looks different in a way that actually you're, in this example, setting expectations for yourself. It's not about like where you think you should be. It's actually like, actually what feels really reasonable and what feels really fair to expect of myself as right now, and like where for me is the above and beyond. And when you sort of put yourself in the driver's seat of that and take back control, it's just so powerful, so liberating, so freeing. And you kind of like all those thoughts about like what everyone else thinks, etc., they kind of just like all fade away, and you're not comparing yourself to anyone anymore because you kind of created your own, you've made your own table, you're in your own lane, you're only meeting your own expectations. And yeah, I'm just repeating myself now, so I'm gonna move on to the next point. So next one, find a way to feel like an authority with where you are right now. And I think whenever I talk about becoming an authority, people feel a bit of an ick. Whenever I've had any podcast episodes which talk about like becoming an authority, becoming a leader, it seems to be the least listened to episodes. And I think it triggers people. And I think perhaps even specifically women, it triggers us to feel like an authority because society has drummed into us that that's not our place. We aren't figures of authority, and actually we are less than, and we're not capable, and you know, we can't have it all if we also want to pursue motherhood and being present with your husband and making a home, etc. Like, even though I think like our generation, most of the people probably listening to this, have done a lot to break away from those cycles, it's almost like a generational belief that's been ingrained in with us, that even though we think we've moved away from, I think it's somewhere deep inside us, it still really pulls us back and holds us back. So finding a way to feel like an authority with where you are right now in your business and your career is so, so crucial for you to start feeling like you are really successful, you are qualified enough, you are experienced enough. So for example, like if you have a business in an unregulated industry and you know that you've got a lot to offer in terms of like the expertise you could offer from an educational point of view or your life experience or your wisdom, however, you haven't got the training certificate to kind of like present and claim as your title, then this can make you feel like you're inferior. It can give you like this authority complex. And this is actually a real life conversation I had with somebody recently who was struggling with this. Without going into details, like her problem was she wasn't a qualified therapist. So this has kept her really stuck and frozen because she has something so incredible to offer that would really set her apart in her industry. But she doesn't have that title to kind of make her feel like confident to like really take up space there. And so we were having a conversation about this and I gave her some advice and I said, well, what if you don't need to be a therapist and you could just create your own entire lane and give yourself a title that it describes exactly where you are with your experience right now? So like that could be, I guess, the difference between being a therapist to actually being a mentor. Because I think the thing that's really important when it comes to if you're a business person, not everyone is looking to work with the most experienced and qualified person out there. And in fact, I think this also applies to if you have a more professional career and you're working in like a corporate company, etc., like whatever, wherever, in whatever industry you're in, the person hiring you or the person that's looking to work with you isn't looking for the most qualified and experienced person out there. What they really care about is liking you, trusting that you can deliver. Whether that's like deliver in terms of what you're signing up to in your contract or deliver in terms of actually giving them the solution to the problem that they're seeking. And also that you have confidence in your ability to do that. And again, that's coming back to that internal source of validation conversation. That is what gets somebody hired or somebody to buy, basically. And so if you're in a professional career and wanting to create this feeling of authority, which isn't attached to your qualifications and experience and really embody it, you need to think about the way in which you're carrying out your work. So really get clear on this. Like, what is unique about you that you bring to the table that no one else does? Like, what could you do in this job, in this industry, that no one else could do quite like you because you have that little essence that's just so different from everybody else? And I think when you really get into this work of understanding the answer to those questions and you have clarity, it really helps to flip around that inner narrative that you are telling yourself, and you actually start to realize that you're claiming being the success, you're claiming that you're an authority, you're claiming that you know enough, you're claiming that you have enough experience because you just feel like you are enough. And it's not so much anymore about the qualifications and the experience. It's just about actually like, I am an embodied, I guess like answer or solution to what is needing to be done in this career or this business. And I strongly believe when you really like genuinely start to feel like you're good enough, you find yourself enjoying your work so much more. It starts to feel like a lot more freedom because you give yourself permission to fail and experiment and get it wrong sometimes. But it doesn't ever feel like a reflection of you not being good enough if you do fail, because your mindset is all about failing forward to learn more, to progress, etc. And because of this, you'll find yourself actually performing better because you aren't wasting your time anymore with procrastinating or perfecting because you fear that you're going to get it wrong or that you're not good enough, you're not qualified enough, you're not experienced enough. And you'll find that you won't be living in your head anymore because you're... Like, if you are, well, it's not that you won't be in your head anymore. I actually think this is a strange thing that people kind of like try to sell when it comes to mindset work, because actually we all live in our head. We all have an inner narrative. And the point is, it's about changing it from being somewhere that is constantly criticizing you, where you're like overthinking, overanalyzing, worrying what everyone thinks, and switching it into a place where being in your head actually feels quite pleasant because you're encouraging yourself and you're being really compassionate with yourself when you're having moments of doubt, and you're telling yourself, you know, it's okay that you've got things to learn, because where you are right now, you just accept it. You know that where you, who you are in this moment is already enough, and that you have permission to still move forward and become the leader that you want to be. And so this is exactly what I support women with in my one-to-one mentoring program. This episode is going to be going out on the 28th of March, and there is then going to be 3 more days to book in for a discovery call with me, because after that, I'm going to be raising my prices in April 2024, and I'm going to probably, not yet, but in a few more weeks, share an episode kind of explaining everything that is happening within my business and the, I guess, like, evolution of who I am and who I'm here to serve and who I'm showing up for. However, if this conversation right now has really sparked something off within you and you're starting to imagine, like, what life could be like without having so much of your worth tied to the success that you already have in your business and career, because I know you are already in it, the success, then I encourage you right now to reach out, because we could make that your reality within another 3 months' time. So just for, I guess, more specific details on what you get working with me one-to-one, currently I'm offering a 3-month one-to-one mentoring program, which includes 6 90-minute sessions every other week. And it also includes a daily voice note support, which is the part of the package which I absolutely love, because it creates incredible connection. I'm literally there in your pocket, and like, if you have a moment of doubt in the morning, we can sort that out within 10 minutes. It means that we get to continue the coaching conversation outside of the coaching sessions, and your momentum is just constantly moving forward, even when you kind of like have problems in the road in along the way. Like I said, my prices are going to be raising in April. Right now, the current value is £2,000. I do also offer payment plans as well, 3- and 6-month payment plans. So I am letting you know that this is the final opportunity right now to be working with me at this current value. And the next steps to be able to access that would just be to message me. Just message me on Instagram. Let's have a conversation there. Even if you don't book the discovery call until April, that's okay, as long as we've sort of instigated the conversation right now. So do not think it's too late. You literally have 3 days if you're listening to this in time. So let's get to know each other a little bit more there. And for now, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode by reminding you that the only thing that you're in control of, is everything that you say and do. And so let's make the next thing that you do become an intention to really overhaul the self-doubt that is keeping you stuck and holding you hostage, keeping you small, and help you find liberation from all that self-doubt, so you can really finally take up space, claim your authority, and actually really feel like the success that you already are. All right, I will catch you on the next episode, so take care.